Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to quickly sign the bill. Dolores Huerta, who co-founded the movement that eventually became the United Farm Workers in the 1960s and 70s, is one of the women who accused Chavez of sexual abuse. The movement helped secure better wages and working conditions for farm workers. Chavez died in 1993, and in the years since, his legacy as a civil rights and labor icon had grown. Schools, streets, and parks across California and the nation had been named in his honor. Democratic State Senate President Pro Tem Monique Limon said the victims who've come forward have taken a brave step and need to be recognized.
The bill comes in light of recent accounts from brave sexual assault survivors whose truths have prompted swift action by the legislature. The California legislature thanks the survivors for sharing their truth and hopes that by renaming this day, we are supporting the values of the movement of dignity and justice.
Lamone said the work of the farm workers movement continues.
Through years of organizing, hundreds of strikes, boycotts, and a demand for fair treatment, our farm workers won better pay, safer working conditions, and the right to form a union. That work is ongoing, and it's still necessary today.
In 2000, California was the first state to designate Chavez's birthday, March 31st, as a state holiday. State leaders said they're in conversation with school officials to adjust lesson plans as it pertains to studying about Chavez's life and the farm workers' movement. Southern California Republican Senator Suzette Martinez-Vallardes said her own family worked in California's agricultural industry, as have many thousands of Californians.
I know that behind every field in California, there is a family story like mine. So when we talk about honoring farm workers, this is not about one person. This is not about one narrative. It's about honoring generations of sacrifice, of resilience, and hope. Because no one person owns this story. There are thousands of stories like mine rooted in the fields of California.
The Assembly passed the bill on Monday with bipartisan support. Since the allegations came to light, California State University Fresno has covered up Chavez's statue on campus, while cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Jose, and Sacramento have taken steps to erase his name from public landmarks. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.